Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It's a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley, and I don't say this too often now, but we got it all today. We got every emotion you could summon in the sports world today, and we'll be joined with a very angry man, speaking of emotion, Ruben Amaro. He'll be here at 7:30 today, Al. Emergency house call to describe the incredibly maddening Philadelphia Phillies. And we'll be talking about them a little later in the hour. I'll let you hear the final out. Al, Scott Fransky could not hold back the disgust in his voice.
It was incredible.
It was the whole thing. All right, and we will get to that. But not only do we have that frustration, we have poignancy out. Last night, Brandon Graham talks about the fact that his season is over.
Yeah.
Mm. And his leadership role and who will take over. We got all that for you today. We've got a miracle medically. Al, on the very same play, Carson Wentz hurt both ankles.
If he had a third, he would have hurt that.
Do you understand? The only person I know who ever got two injuries in one play is me.
Yes, I thought he
did. I'm the only one in the history of American medicine, Al, who blew out both hamstrings at the same time.
It's like Wentz was playing Iverson.
Do you realize, Al, that I am an expert on this topic?
Yes.
And I will offer my viewpoint. But I'm going to start today. I don't like when I start a show with mixed emotions, but I have them today, and I'm applying it to the brand-new rookie head coach, Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
Now, on the one hand, I think I prioritize honesty in my sports figures as much as anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
I love when you give me your honest feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, on our show, and then even more so at his own news conference, he was incredibly honest about where he blew his play calling.
Mm-hmm.
The reason the Eagles lost the game on Sunday, more than any other reason, you voted it, people, you know, was really bad play calling.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Bad play calling. Never worse than first down and one at the first and goal at the one.
Play.
That was just awful. All right, but here's the thing. Now, what he said yesterday was scary in its revealing of inexperience. He basically said yesterday that at no point in the game was he in any way cognizant of which players he was using and which he wasn't. And as a result of that, you had five targets for Rager for nothing, right? You had two targets for Quez Watkins for 91 and 26 yards. Never use them again. The final, this one's going to get you. The final 37 minutes of Sunday's game, there was not a completed pass to a wide receiver.
It's amazing.
No, that's awful play calling.
Yes, we could see it.
And the fact that the next day, Al, again, I love the honesty.
Mm-hmm.
You acknowledge you weren't paying attention to it. Then you know what you're telling me? Really, we knew you were new at this thing, but now we're starting to wonder if you're good at it. Because how do you not know that? You have all these weapons, and you didn't use them.
I don't know. I mean, you would think it'd be just in your game plan.
Wouldn't you have a game plan?
Behind in a game.
Where are the other people on the sideline? The coordinator. You got a Shane Steichen, that guy. Why isn't he saying to you during the game, Nick, you forgot about Watkins. You forgot about Smith. Where are these guys?
Well,
what are you doing? They threw four times in the entire game to tight ends. This is a tight end friendly team.
Yeah, it was a mess of a game.
It was a terrible selection of plays, which he acknowledged it. So I didn't, but when he yesterday took a dive into why he did it, alarms went off in my brain.
Yeah.
Here is him talking about, Al, what he did wrong in selecting plays over players.
In my opinion, we were moving the football, and then it would stall out. And when it's stalling out, you got to think players over plays. And I got to do a better job at that. And that's my responsibility. That's me holding myself accountable, because when we all need to do that, we all need to look in the mirror and hold ourselves accountable before we can hold others accountable.
No, I get that, right? But but the fact is, that's coaching 101. You have target. You're worried about what player's selecting, and at no point are you taking into account what that skill set is and what it can do for you on that play.
Not why you drafted Devontae Smith so high.
And I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I start to think dark thoughts. Why? All right, I'll just take a flyer here. Why would somehow Rager get way more targets than Quez?
I don't watch
any theory for that.
I don't watch their practice.
No, because Rager's a first round pick and Quez is not. And the Quez should be the starter anyway. Quez is better. Do I need to say Quez is better than Rager? People don't have the TV. You can't see it. It's not close. You understand it's not close?
Not that complicated.
Do you understand? If they threw that touchdown pass to Quez,
oh,
Quez would have caught it, and he would have kept his feet in bounds, unlike Rager, who the coach said on Sunday, I got to teach him how to stay in bounds.
He's a receiver.
I mean, no, this is not – you're not reacting with enough alarm, people. The coach has to know what he's got and how to use it.
He's a first-time play caller. It's flat-out inexperience.
All right. Anyway, then Al, he got even deeper into the way he reflects on a game and looks in the mirror. Here is some of Nick on self-reflection.
Just by watching the tape and putting yourself in all the scenarios again and saying, did I really like what I did here? Did I really like what I did here? Again, this accountability thing only works if you're holding yourself accountable first.
I mean, Al, maybe it's one game you won, one game you lost. After the first game, you know what? I was thinking, I had a word in my head, savant. This guy grew up in a football family, massive learning curve. He's not a rookie. I even said it on the air.
Yeah.
He's not a rookie coach. He's a coaching family he's surrounded by. Listen, watching his game Sunday and the comments he's made after, although I applaud the absolute honesty, it is a respectful thing he's doing
it's very
for the
respectful.
Fans. Al, he sounds like a rookie. He sounds like a green rookie. If you don't know that you have weapons and you're not monitoring how much you're using them, you're more concerned with exactly what play you're caught. No, this is a big, Alan, maybe we got more self-reflection. You need more, Al? You just tend to like that kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
Reflection.
Let's reflect a little more.
It's not a fun process, but it's a necessary process. And it's just like I say to the players, the only thing I'm not looking to drag myself through the mud, but if I need to, I will for one reason alone is to get better. So I do my part next week to give this team every chance it needs to win.
All right, that's good. But I know, you sound very inexperienced.
Well, he doesn't.
And I'm using words that are kind here.
He doesn't have a book on some of these guys that we have. I think he wanted to go in with an open mind on these guys. And a lot of it has to do, if this quarterback was more seasoned, he may have more input. Like, who's his guy? Who's the
Jaylen,
guy?
Well, you're right.
You know
that
what I mean?
That hasn't been established.
Yeah,
I would assume it's Smith because they played before together.
Exactly, but
Smith disappeared.
Yeah, it's like, but that
Quez disappeared. No one caught a pass at the wide receiver position in over the half of the game, and he was not cognizant of what was going on.
Well, that's where somebody on the staff has to remind him.
Exactly, or he has to be paying enough attention. See, he's overwhelmed. That's clear. By what he's saying, he's overwhelmed by the responsibilities of calling plays when he has never, ever, ever, ever done it before. And then you jump in the deepest end you can, the National Football League. But what happened Sunday can't keep happening. No. He's got to have somebody there. If he can't do it himself and go, I got to use Quez more. I got to use Smith more. I got to get my tight ends involved. This is basic stuff. Basic. Ah. All right. Now, he got great prizes today. In fact, I was given a choice of what Eagle I could pick to offer as a jersey for our prizes today. And I selected Miles Sanders.
Okay.
Because I think he's going to be around a long time. It's going to be really good. So you play for a Miles Sanders jersey today. 4-pack of tickets to see the Phils and the Pirates on Saturday, Al. 4:05 p.m. That's a 4-pack.
Yeah.
It's Strikeout Cancer Night presented by Fox Chase. It's Brian Dawkins will be signing copies of his book there. It's a very big night. And I have been assured, Al, that's a Phillies victory.
Okay.
$50 Visa gift card, a pair of tickets to WWE Friday Night SmackDown on the 24th. And a $25 gift card to Wendy's. 5 really good prizes today. Al, the Baltimore Orioles are a sports cesspool, despite their victory last night.
Remember when everybody wanted to go down there and see a game?
I'm thrilled to be able to tell you the idea for the contest today was provided by a good friend who is back working with us again, Ava Graham.
All right.
We'll be hearing from her shortly. And Ava said, why don't we do teams that it would be horrible to have to root for? Because think about it, Al, they're never any good.
No.
This time every year, they are the spoiler who really spoils. Unless the immortal John Means is on the mound. But anyway, teams that you would hate to have to root for. And I got a little twist for the judge today. Al Morganti.
Oh.
Al Morganti harbors resentments. Some of them are really unrealistic.
Yeah.
But that should help you to decide. Top 5 answers as provided courtesy of Al Morganti. You will win prizes today. All right, why don't we start negative today? You want to start negative today? On the line, ladies and gentlemen, Mad Mike. Hi, Mad Mike.
Hello, Angelo. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. Mike, what'd you think about Sunday's game?
Well, I have 2 points here. One,
sure.
Devontae Smith. No speed whatsoever. That guy couldn't get separation from my grandmother. That guy, and here's the thing. I was saying this when he got drafted. I thought it was suspicious that he had no 40 times posted anywhere, dating back to when he was in high school. Like, that's as far back as you can find a 40 time for that guy. All he is a good route runner. He doesn't have size. He doesn't have speed. He's going to be just like an okay receiver in this league. He's not going to be a superstar.
Not a star. The fact that he was the Heisman Trophy winner, it had enormous success in the highest level.
A lot of people win Heisman's and then stink in the pros.
And a lot of those players that he was playing against at Alabama are also in the NFL now and are very good.
Did you watch the game and did you see him get?
I watched that game. What do you think about, Mike? That is a horrible take. What's your next point? That's a turn. It's not a true tape. It's only a true tape in your warped mind. Now give me another shot here. What else you got?
All right. Well, I hope you enjoy watching Jalen Hurts for this year, because if they don't make the playoffs, they're going to get a new quarterback. So enjoy Jalen for this year.
All right. Do you have?
And he's got a noodle arm. He can't throw. Like, the guy just can't throw. He's a noodle. Just a noodle arm.
All right. So let me review here. So Smith has no speed and Hurts has no arm. Is that
basically
what we're saying here?
That's what I watched in that game. Devontae could not get away from 90-year-old Josh Norman. That's how slow he is.
All right. This is so absurd. All right, Mike, do you have a team you'd hate to have to root for?
Alabama, the Crimson Tide.
Oh, no.
All right, that's not going to get Mike.
My Lord.
My God, why does he watch sports?
Can you be more negative than Mad Mike? I'm not going to lie to you, Al. I enjoy him.
How long was that pass to Quez Watkins?
91 yards.
Yeah, okay.
Now, apparently in his world, Quez will eventually be a better receiver than Smith. Smith is smart. Smith is great. You know what he needs? He needs to be game planned correctly to exploit what he's doing.
And frankly,
there was no game plan to exploit him on Sunday.
Al brings up a good point about Jalen Hurts, also inexperienced. He needs to take control.
Yes. And he will, but it's hard to ask him to do it in his second game under a new coach and his fifth game as an NFL player.
Yeah.
But, wow. You know what? That was a good way to start.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I feel like I'm loose now and I'm ready to go.
Man, quarterback Mike. Stinks
Mike,
and the receiver stinks.
I want to make this statement correctly to Mike. Mike, you're annoying as hell, but I welcome your phone calls. Loosens me up. 215-592-9494. We come back. The return, Al, of our good friend Ava Graham. Ah. Back after a break for about mourning her dad, and we'll get her thoughts on what she has been going through and the question of the day next. WIP Sports Time 650.